What do you say?
A non-tzaddik is not allowed to fix?
A non-tzaddik, I think, is not supposed to fix. Yeah. I think so. We started the discussion in the Gemara that's on the bottom of, towards the bottom of Tezvav and the Beis Boi Menei Shmuel Mei Rav, the last eight lines. What's the din? A ganav stole a field from a nigzal, okay? And then he goes and he sells it to the lekech. And lekech v'lo hikabo shenu shalom. Lekech didn't realize that it was a stolen field. Later on, the ganav goes to the nigzal, and he buys up the field from him. Do we assume that he's buying it on behalf of the lekech and it belongs to the lekech now? Or do you say no? When he sold it to the lekech, it didn't belong to him. So that's considered a dovah shelo bali yoylam. Not only if I sell peiris dekel that didn't grow yet, I'm going to sell you the peiris that will grow in shnas tovshi and I involved. It didn't grow yet. So not only is that an item that's non-existent, not only is that a dovah shelo bali yoylam, even if I sell a house that does exist, but it doesn't belong to me right now, it's also considered a dovah shelo bali yoylam. The Gemara's example, the original example of dovah shelo bali yoylam is with respect to a person who does exist. The boy gives a ring to a girl who's not Jewish, and he says, "Hariyah mekadesh esli lachashet hizgairi." Or a man wants to marry a woman whose husband died, and she needs chalitzim. So the Mishnah is assuming that enki dushin tovsin be yibam alashuk. That's a big machloikus in the Gemara, what the din is, Ashayla and Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah goes like that Tana, like Rabbi Akiva, that enki dushin tes, this is on Tezayin on a base. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Kiddushin, the Gemara from Ksubis. So the woman is a kuka lechalitza, and calls man she's a yibam alashuk, so no one else can be mekadisha. We don't fully pass like the Mishnah. We pass on that it's a sveka adina, where the kiddushin tovsin b'yivam alashuk. So the Mishnah goes with the opinion that ain't kiddushin tovsin b'yivam alashuk if you say hariyat mekodesh esli meyachshov. What if he says hariyat mekodesh esli lachashi yachlatz loch yivamech? I'm being the kaddish you, I want the kiddushin to take effect lachazman, after the yavam will perform the chalitza. So that's a machlekes Rameir and the Chachamim. So Rameir says that dovish lebo liyolam, you can make a kinyan. It's the same as any kinyan lachalamid. Just like if I own a house, I can sell a house lachalamid yom. I can be mafresh truma lachalamid yom. I can give a get hariyat megureshes memeni lachalamid yom. I can do a kiddushin lachalamid yom. So you can make a kiddushin on a woman who's a lord boli yolam. Why is she lord boli yolam? He's here. They went out on dates together. They shouldn't have. She's a yivam alashuk. They shouldn't be dating. But they went out on dates. He decided he likes her. She does exist. But that's considered al pidin, a dovah shelo bali yoylam, because ain't kiddushin tovsin now. So the original machlek zameh nechachamim is in a case where the thing does exist, not only on peiris dekel that didn't grow yet, on a house that exists, but it doesn't belong to me, on an isha who does exist, but she is adayin lo nizgaira, or the chassan is a nochri, he didn't convert yet, it says lachash ezgayir. So that's the original machlek zameh nechachamim. So this is also considered a dovah shelo bali yoylam. A gazlan stole a field, and he sells it to the lekech. At the time that he sold it, the mecher was not chal. It's a dovish lebaliyom, even though the field exists, but it's not his. So you can't say the field should belong to you lachashekachenu after I'll buy, if and when I'll buy it from the nigzal. Right now, it's considered a dovish lebaliyom. So the sale that he did b'shaita the shtar. So the gemara says that shtar is a chaspa b'yam. What does it mean chaspa? It's a piece of. Earthenware, it's a piece of cheres. Cheres bi'alma, that's not a valid shtar. It's a piece of junk. It's nothing with nothing. So what was the shayla boy menei shmuel mei rav? Chaz v'lekocha mau. If the gazlan goes ahead and he buys it from the nigzal, maybe I should say when he buys it, he has in mind on behalf of the lekech. So rav answers yes. Ma mach rishon l'shen kol zchush tov l'yodai. What does that mean? Ma mach rishon l'shen. It's a pashup shot. When the gazlan sold it to the lokeach, he had in mind, whatever comes my way should belong to you. Whatever comes my way, it's a dovish lo bali yoylam. He has in mind that if I ever acquire ownership, it doesn't help if he has that in mind. It's still bottom line of Dovish Labaliyam. So what kind of an explanation is that? So that's what the Gemara asks. My timer. What do you mean? What kind of an explanation is that? Bottom line is HaDovish Labaliyam. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. What he means is, Michale Dolonikari Gazalon, Machlegs Mazutra and Ravashi. One says, bottom line, they both said the same thing. When the Ganav goes to the Nignav and he buys the field, it's an umdur in the muchach that he has in mind that he's buying the field on behalf of the lokeach. Sure. So that's good. Midin Ebekhnaini. That's what we explained yesterday. That's called Ebekhnaini. Why is it called Ebekhnaini? Again, just to review, because there are two ways to be Meshachar and Ebekhnaini. Hoftelo and Evdosa, Achub Shalom, Nitanlo. These are phrases that appear in the Chumash in the context and the parsha of Shivcha Harufa. What's a Shivcha Harufa? Different opinions in Tanoim, and the Mishnah is increases, and the Pasha Pshat we paskin is Chetz Yeshivcha v'Chetz Yibascharin, who is Mekudeshes to Yisrael. So if she would have been a Shivcha Gemura, that is not Kiddushin at all. If she would have been Meshuchreres Legamrei, there would have been a real Mekudeshes to Yisrael, so she's an Eshishish Gemura, there will be a Chiyav Nisam on both. But because she's Chetz Yeshivcha v'Chetz Yibascharin, so that's why lo yimsu ki lo chupasha. No one's chayiv misa, not the boil, not the yeshizish zin. So lo yimsu ki lo chupasha, because she wasn't chopshi legamre. She's only chetzya baschorin. But on the other hand, you say that the kedusha not tofs in a little bit. So we call it kedusha osham. Why do you call kedusha osham? Because normally an yeshizish zin has an einish of kares. And if someone violates an Issa Koris B'Shogig, someone's Baal Eshishish B'Shogig, so you mechuyev to bring a Chatos, Kol Shizdono Koris, Shigigosa Chatos, and that's only B'Shogig. What if someone is Baal Eshishish B'Mezid B'Li Hasra? So B'Li Hasra, there won't be any Misa, but there won't be any Chatos either. Chatos is only B'Shogig, not B'Mezid. Here, the Mishnah says, there are four people who are Chai B'Korban, Mevim Ala Shogig, Mevim Ala Mezid K'Shogig. So Shivcha Harufa is one of them. The boil, the one who's boiled, Shivcha Harufa, is Chayiv Osham, is not Chayiv Chatos, because there's no Chorus. Chatos is only, there's no Chorus, is she Gyosa Chatos. Here there's no Chorus, because she wasn't Chupasha. If she would have been Chupasha, it would have been Misa, it would have been Chorus, would have been Chatos, would have been the whole works. But because she's only a Chetzia Baschorin, so there's only Kiddushay Osham. So the boil who's boiled Leho, is Chai Vosham Be Meshegig Be Memezin, and the Shivcha Harufa who is Mezana Pashtas, if she's Mezana Beratzen, then Bemezin with Hasra, then she'll be Chai Malkus. That's how the Gemara interprets the Pshat and the Pasuk. How does the Pasuk read by the Shivcha Harufa? Bikoris Tihia Lo Yumsa. What do you mean Bikoris Tihia? It's a very strange word. Bikoris Tihia. So the Gemara understands what it means is Bikroi Tehei. We read her the riot act. We read Psukim to her. What do you mean you read Psukim? The din is when you give, when Bezin administers Malkus, so they read Psukim to the one who's getting the Malkus that he better do tshuva. So we read the Psukim to the Isha because we're going to give him Malkus. The Bashab Shad Bikoris means we're there should be an act, we should discriminate. We should discriminate. The boil is Chai Vasham Shilcha Harufa, Be Meshogig Be Mezid, and she doesn't get away so easily. We discriminate against her, and she's Chai Malkus. That's the Poshim Shad Bikoris. Bikoris means to discriminate. And then the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Bikroi Tehei, we read the Psukim to her as we're giving her the Malkus. That's the Poshim Shad, that the Shivcha Harufa only gets Malkus if she violates the Avera of Loisinov. She's a Kiddushay Oshem. She's an Eshishish, partially Ishus. The Pashto says that it's only if she's Mezana Berotzen with Edom Hasra. There's a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis in the beginning of Masechah Shabbos, a collector's item, where the Rambam writes, a believe it or not, he says that the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus even if it's B'Shoigeh. How can it be? How can it be a person gets Malkus B'Shoigeh? It's a Pella. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam does not write like that. But in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in the beginning of Shabbos, that's what it says. Is there any other discussion about someone getting Malkus when he doesn't have air B'Shogeg? The first Tosis in Temura, the first daf in Temura. The Gemara says later in Temura, in the middle of Masechus Temura, that Temura is Bein B'Shogeg, Bein Memezin. What do you mean tumura is bein meshagig bein memezin? Whether the person realizes that he's doing an aveira or not, the tumura is chal. He says harezu tachazu. I want to substitute. I was mafresh a carbon. Then I realized, whoa, what am I crazy? That's too expensive. I want to substitute a cheaper behemoth. Or I realized that's not derech eretz. That's not kovet shemayim. I want to give a better behemoth. So the Torah says, leimer en otov bara rabatov. You're not allowed to exchange it. So the Gemara says, b'mishogig b'mimeizid, the din takes effect. What din takes effect? So the din that the tmura is chal takes effect. Whether the person realizes he's doing an aver, he doesn't realize he's doing an aver. So Tosfos has two opinions of Beis Aman Aleph on the first Mishnah in Tmura. One opinion is b'mishogig b'mimeizid, the one who made the tmura gets malchus even b'shogig. That's a pella. How can it be? The same that Rambam is gora pella. There's no difference. The Mishnah says there's no difference between Meshogig and the Mezid for the boil. The one is boil, Shivcha Harufa. He's maybe Korban Osham ala Mezid Kishogig. Usually Korbanus for Kapar is only if he didn't have there Meshogig, not if he didn't have there Mezid. So the Mishnah lists off the four people who Mevim ala Mezid Kishogig, but that the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus even Meshogig, that's a Pella. So the pasuk reads there in the parsha of Shivcha Harufa, Hafte lo nevdasa, achuv shala nitan lo. So the Gemara says, what does mean Hafte lo nevdasa? She's piduya ve'ena piduya. She was partially yotze bekesa, but not fully yotze bekesa. Usually pidyon is bekesa. Kesa, shava kesa. Pidyon ma'isusheni is only kesa. Pidyon hegdish, pidyon aben is anything. It doesn't have to be dafke kesa. Shava kesa is also good. So it says she's Hafte lo nevdasa. We don't say Dibber Torah Kedushan Meni Adam, that's an expression. No, we say Hafdei, comma, Loin Evdasa, Hafdei slash, Loin Evdasa. She's Peduya, the Eina Peduya. What do you mean? She's a Chetzia Shivcha, the Chetzia Baschoren. A Chuvsha La Nitan La, what does that mean? Lo La Meisha, that goes on a get. Just like by get, because of Allah Sefer Krisis goes on a Shtar, a Gerishin, so here Chuvsha La Nitan La means she's Peduya, the Eina Peduya, Aide Shtar. So the Gemara understands in the middle of Gittin there are two ways to be Meshachar and Avikalan, either Kesef or either Shtar. And the Shivcha Harufa is the Chetz Yashivcha, the Chetz Yabaschorin. The Chetz Yabaschorin is either Nishtachar or Chetz Yahide Shtar, or Nishtachar or Chetz Yahide Kesef. So the Mishnah in Kiddushin raises the issue, how does the Shivcha Kanaini, so the Avikalan, how do they have any money to buy their way? To buy out their freedom, to buy their way to freedom. Don't we have a rule called Mashu Kana Evid Kana Rabbo? How does he have any money? So we said, why didn't the Mishnah say he had money from before? The Pashto says, Kol Mashu Kana Evid Kana Rabbo means any money that he acquires in the state of Evid. Let's say a non-Jew has money, and then he sells himself as an Evid Kanaini. So all the money that he has in his bank account now belongs to the Adon. The Pashto says that not. Pashto says, Kol Mashu Kana Evid Kana Rabbo, while an Evid, it goes to the other. Whatever money he had before remains by him. Some Akrainim disagree, but the Pashto says like that. So the Gemara seems to assume the Evikalani doesn't have any money. Why don't they just say he had a bank account before he sold himself as an Evikalani? So it sounds like those Akrainim. That's, they bring that right. Sounds like those Akrainim. Kol Mashukon Evikon Rabbi, even what he had before he became an Evikalani. Everything goes to the Adon. So that's an issue that the Tanoim work on the Mishnah. How can you have an Evikanani Yotze Lecheres Agidei Kesef? Where's he going to get Kesef from? So the Mishnah gives one answer, Kesef Agidei Cherem. A good Samaritan is going to give money to the Adon to free the Evikanani. Yeah, but the question is, but whenever you have someone, Karkas Niknas B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Chazok, what do you mean B'Kesef? Who does the Kesef? The Lekech gives the money to the Moicher. So Evikanani is Yotze L'Shichur, Yotze L'Cheres Ayidei Kesef. Who gives the Kesef? The Evikanani has to give Kesef to the Adon. How does it help if someone else gives Kesef? So the Gemara says, you see from the Parsha of Hafdei Lo Nevdasa, that Kesef Ayidei Cherem is good. So that's called Kinyan Evikanani. Kinyan Evikanani is good by Kiddushin. It's good by Karka. If I want to buy Karka and I don't have the money, so a friend of mine will give the money to the Moicher, and he says, by my giving you the money, I want you to transfer over ownership of the karka to the poor friend, to me. So that's called the Kinyan Kesef. And the Gemara says it's good by Kedusha Isha. It can be Mekadosh and Isha. Ayidei Avikanani. the chassan doesn't have a ring, he can't afford to give the girl a ring, so a friend of his gives the girl a ring, and the chassan says, Harem Kodeshus Li, with the ring that my friend is giving you. That's Kiddushim, it didn't have a
Knaini. Why do they always ask the Kaddish at a wedding, is this ring yours?
I never asked. It's irrelevant. No, if he borrowed it, it means if he borrowed it, so then the whole discussion, the Rishani, maybe it's no good. But it doesn't have to be his. If it belongs to a third party's maskin, then it's good. How often do we practice this kinyan avikneini? Do we ever do this shtick? Were you ever at a wedding that they made a kiddushin ayidei avikneini? So every wedding we do avikneini. Every single wedding we do avikneini for the ksuba. Because there are three parts to the ksuba. There's the ikka ksuba, then there's tosefes ksuba, then there's nedunya. So the ikka ksuba, the masayim zuz, that's peanuts, very little money. So that the chassan owes the kala, even if he doesn't give her a document, even if you don't make any kinyan at all. That's a tanai bezin, that's a takonis. Some hold that that's ksuba deraisa, and the accepted opinion is not like that view. Machlag zatanai, machlag zavishan. We assume ksuba is lav deraisa. We assume ksuba, most of the rishanim, overwhelming majority of the rishanim assume, in Shulchan Aruch, we assume that ksuba is lav deraisa. But that's a tanai bezin. You have to pay the ksuba if you divorce your wife or you die, even though he never gave her a document. But the tosefes, that depends on whether he accepted the obligation or not. So how does one accept an obligation upon himself? By doing a kinyan suda. The kaim kol dover, kinyan suda is the kinyan that works on anything and everything. It works for karka, it works for metaltum, it works to create a hischaivus also. That's what it says in Megillah Shuras, the kaim kol dover. So how do you do a kinyan suda? Who's supposed to give a shalaf ishnalav and asan l'reyehu? Who's the ish and who's the reyehu? So the Gemara in Bav Metzia later in Perek Azov has a machlekes Rabbi Levi, and we paskin that suda has to be bekelev shel koina. The koina has to give the handkerchief to the makna. So who's supposed to give the handkerchief? By the chassan kala. The kala acquires the hischaivus of the tosefes ksuba, fortune and money. So the kala should walk into the room where the chassan is. She should give her handkerchief to the chassan, in exchange for which he should obligate himself in the tosefes ksuba in the dunya. That never happens. The kala never gives a handkerchief to the chassan. Either the rabbi gives a handkerchief or the yedim give the handkerchief. So that's what it means. V'konina minei. We the undersigned, we the eidim, made a kabbalas kinyan from the chassan. So Tosis in Kiddushin points it out on Daf Chavav. Tosis says we do it all the time at every wedding. The kinyan suder is based on Evik Naini. It's supposed to be Bekelev Shalkaina. So it should have been the kala gives over her handkerchief. We never do it like that. Every shtar we do like that. Not only Aksuba. Every shtar we do like that. Whenever you write any shtar, and you write, and we made a Kabbalah's Kinyan, the Koina never gives his handkerchief. We always have the Eidim give, the Kanina Mine, we the undersigned made the Kabbalah's Kinyan on behalf of the Koina. But we use our handkerchief, how is that good? It's supposed to be Bekelev Shel Koina. So Taisus says, we're always employing the principle of Evi Knaini. So that's what we're doing over here. That's where Rav answered Shmuel. Boy Mine, Shmuel Me Rav. Shmuel Esa Shailav Rav, if the Gazlan stole the soda from the Nigzal. Then he goes and he sells it to the Lekech. And then time goes by and the Gazlan goes to the Nigzal and he buys up the field from the Nigzal. So Rav tells Shmuel, it's an umder in the Muchach, he has in mind when he's paying the money to the Nigzal to buy the field, he doesn't really have in mind to buy the field for himself, he really has in mind to buy the field on behalf of the Lekech. Why does he, what's the psychological umder? So that's a detail machlokes, a major detail. Detail machlokes between Marzutra and Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is a more popular name than Marzutra, Tosis points out. So the second Tosis from the top wants to take a stand. How should you, second Tosis from the top on Tezayin and Meral wants to say, how do you paskin? When you have a machlokes Marzutra against Rav Ashi. So they say, Rav Ashi is a Hilchus Kabasroi. Rabina Rav Ashi, well, the ones who edited the Talmud Bavli, so they have a bigger say than Mr. Zutra, Mazutra. Rabbi Yashi was a rabbi, Mr. Zutra was a mister. Okay, so Tosfos thinks we should pass like Rav Ashi. It'll happen nafkamina, slide nafkamina. So what's the issue? They both assume Rav makes an umdir over here. Rav is assuming there's a psychological umdir. Then when the Ganet pays the money to the Nignav for the field, he doesn't have a mind to buy for himself. He rather has a mind to buy for the Lokeach. Why do you assume there's such a psychological umdir? Is it because He doesn't want to be known. He was a ganef. He wants to clear his record. He doesn't want to be known as a ganef. He doesn't want to have this negative title, the ganef, the gazlan. Or no, he wants to go down with a positive title. Keich delekut behemnuse. Wants people to know that he's honest. Now, nafkamina is, what if he gave the karka b'matona? What if the ganef didn't sell the field to someone else and take money for it? He didn't steal. He stole the field from the nigzal, and then he gives the karka b'matona to someone else. And no one's going to... So the nigzal will call him a ganef. The mekabel matona will turn out the ois matona. There never was a matona. So the mekabel matona won't call him, you gambled it from me. You gambled from the nigzal. He didn't gamble from the mekabel matona. But he wasn't an honest guy. He gave a matona. He made believe he's giving a matona to the mekabel matona. And then he's an Indian giver. He gives a matona. Turns out that it wasn't his to give. He's giving someone else's field. So if the reason for the umdana that he's buying it on behalf of the mekabel matona is he doesn't want to be known, doesn't want to go down with a reputation being a gazlan, over here he won't be a gazlan. My gazlina minoch. He had 10 lines on the top. My God, I didn't steal anything from the mekabel matona. But if he wants to go down with a positive reputation, nichalei delekum behemnus, he wants people to know how honest he is. He originally he gambled, and now he wants to clear his record. He wants to be known as an honest guy. So then, even if he gave it b'matona, he would probably have a mind that he wants to clear his reputation. He should be known as an honest person. So even if he gave matona, he also has that in mind. So that's a machlekes between Mar Zutra and Rav Ashi. And Tosfos thinks we should paskin like Rav Ashi. Okay, the second Tosfos from the top thinks we should paskin like Rav Ashi. And that's the Gemara's final nafkamina. First the Gemara gave one nafkamina, then another nafkamina. Finally the Gemara said that nafkamina. Yeah. Here, the Tosfos HaRosh interprets this pshat in the Gemara that we're talking about over here is this kinyan evikneini, that the gazlan pays money to the nigzal, that the field should go, ownership of the field should go for the nigzal, not to the gazlan, the field should go from the nigzal to the lokeach. So the Tosfos HaRosh refers you to Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Beis, where the Gemara has the following bit of a discussion. Whenever somebody transfers ownership of property to someone else, you have to have Das Makna. Whether you're giving a matana or you're selling, the one who's the Murakama, the one who owns the karka now, the matana, one who owns the property now, has to have Das Makna. So is it sufficient if he has Das Makna to transfer ownership away from himself? And who's going to acquire ownership? The kone will determine. The kone is giving money, the gazlan is giving money to the makne, to the nigzal. So the ganuf who's giving the money, he'll decide who should acquire ownership, whether he should acquire ownership or the lokech should acquire ownership. But he say, no, that's not sufficient. Das makne means I have in mind specifically whom I'm giving it to. Here, over here, Rav answers Shmuel, boy menei Shmuel mei Rav, what's the din? So Rav says, there's an umdar in the muchach that he has in mind the lokech. There's an umdar in the muchach from the perspective of the ganuf that he has in mind the lokech. Do you have such an umdar in the muchach from the perspective of the nignav also? The nignav knows that the ganav, nignav knows that the ganav sold it to someone else. Does the nignav know the whole story? That he stole the field from him and he sold it to someone else, and the nignav also has this in mind, that the field should go to Pliny, or the nignav has in mind, I'm giving ownership, I'm surrendering ownership of the field, give me money, I don't care where it goes, I'm surrendering my ownership wherever he wants it to go, let it go. Is that sufficient for Das Makna? No, you have to have pinpoint to Das Makna. So the Tosfos HaRosh alludes to that, he refers to that Gemara, Kuf Beis and Bava Kamma, other Rishonim as well will talk about that Gemara. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, it could be over here that they all have in mind. Not only the Ganef has in mind that it should go to the Kech, it could be that the Nignav also knows about this, and the Nignav also has in mind. That's a question whether that's required. Do you require Das Acheres Makna? Das Makna, you have to know to whom you're giving ownership, or just you're surrendering ownership to someone else. And who's the someone else? The one who gives the money. The one who gives the Matveya will have the Deya. He'll decide where it should go. So that's a discussion in Bava Kamma.
How does Rabbi explain the Gemara? It's not talking about the previous Gemara. It's talking about the Gemara about where the Lokeach did not know that it was stolen?
Aye, Pasha Pshat, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I think so. Pasha does know that it's stolen.
That's just commenting on the previous Gemara?
I don't think so. I think there should be two dots before this. Boy Mine, I think there should be two dots. Some Rishonim say what?
Some Rishonim learned even by Hikir Moshe.
Both, you mean? Both. Even if Hikir both. Okay, both. Could be. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Boy Mene Shmomi, Rab, what's the Chazor Lekach Bad Moshem? Amala says, "Mama Archin Shani Sheni." What does it sound like? Sounds like Rab is answering Shmuel. When the Ganef initially sold the Karka to the Lekeach, that's what he had in mind. Whatever comes my way. So that doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, "My timer." What do you mean, my timer? What he just said doesn't make any sense. Mama Archin Shani Sheni. Because when the Ganav sold the karka to the Lekeach, it was a Dovish Labali Yalom. That's not valid. That's meaningless. So the Gemara says, no, we're going to make sense out of it. Mazucham and Nichala de la Lekeach, Vashyam and Nichala de Lek Mamnus, it means when the Ganav bought it, not when the Ganav sold it to the Lekeach. He has in mind, Kol Schusha Dovali Yalom. That's a Dovish Labali Yalom, because right now it's not his, it doesn't belong to the Ganav. But rather, when he buys it from the Lekeach, he has in mind, I'm here for the Lekeach. So the Gemara wants to know, my binayu, what's the difference? They said practically the same thing, Mazut Ravashi, just two, a slight variation of each other. What's the difference, halacha l'maisa? The Gemara says, Zika binayu, the difference is, the mislokeach. What happened? The mislokeach. Mandi yama, the Lekeach died already. Mandi yama, nichala de la lekari gazlone. If the concern of the Ganef is he doesn't want the Lekeach to call him a Gazlon or Misle, he's dead. So no one's going to call him a Gazlon. Mar says, no, that doesn't make sense. No, that nafkamin is not correct. So initially, when the Gemara thought this will happen nafkamin, the Misa Lekeach, when did the Lekeach die? So Rashi writes a very strange interpretation. The Mis HaLokech, La'acha SheLokocha HaGazlan Min HaBailim. The Gazlan bought it from the Nigzal, and at that time he had a mind on behalf of the Lekeach. And then the Lekeach dies 5 years later. So the Gemara raised the possibility, the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara raised the possibility, the Gazlan, when he paid the $500,000 to the Nigzal, to buy the $1 million to the Nigzal, to buy the field, had in mind on behalf of the Lekeach, but only calls man the Lekeach is alive. After the Lekeach dies, he wants to be the owner. There is such a thing. I can give you ownership of a field for 5 years, and then after the 5 years are up, it doesn't belong to you. Whatever you own goes to your Yorshim. If you're no longer here on this earth, goes to your Yorshim. Can I give you a matana? Should belong to you only as long as you live, and after you die, shouldn't go to your Yorshim, it should go back to me. There is such a thing as a kinyanless man. So Rashi holds that there is. Rashi clearly holds there is such a thing as a kinyanless man. The Mis HaLokeach, Rashi Tosis says, Pirish Rashi, Acha SheLokocha. So Tosis is not happy with the Rashi. Tosis agrees with Rashi, there is such a thing. You can have a kinyanless man. There are Gemaras all over the place. Tosis doesn't think that it makes sense over here. Psychologically, when you're making a psychological umdana, when the Gazlan pays $1 million to the Nigzal to buy the field, and he has a mind de la Lekeach, he has a mind de Lekeach le'olam void. Why should you say he only has a mind as long as the Lekeach is going to be alive and afterwards not? Tosfos is maskim, theoretically it could have been so, but they say they don't see psychologically that it should be so. He has a mind to give it to Lekeach le'olam void, period. So Tosfos quotes, Vein and Nira, the Meyach, Shekona, Gazlan, Zocha, Balakech, Vatamushim, the Misle, Basach, Ipaka, Kocho. They don't think that's correct. Theoretically, it could have been if he would have said, I can give you a matanish, it belonged to you for 5 years, and after the 5 years, it goes back to me. Kinyan Lizman. That's a machloikis in the Tshuvas HaRosh, the Ktzais HaChoshen quotes. On the first 2 days of Sukkot, he needs Shalachem. So years ago, only one person in the community could afford to buy the Dalad Minim. And all the other people used to take matanam and osla hachzir. They used to take a matanam and then they used to give it back. So the Rosh has a tshuva where he has a machloikis. Bali Ataisvis, what if instead of giving a matana almanas lachsa, what if I give a matana lizman? I give you the dalet minim for the next hour. After this hour is up, it goes back to me. So that's legitimate. There is such a thing as a kinyan lizman, but the machlekes is that sufficiently shalachem that you can be yotze the mitzvah of dalet minim? When it says alakachtam lachem shalachem, is that enough shalachem? Because if it's going to go back to me, maybe that's called, I have the Kenyan Aguf, you only have a Kenyan Paris. That's usually what it means, Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Aguf. The one who has the basic ownership, ultimately it's going to come back to me. If I sell you a field in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Shal Yovel Noig, so when Yovel comes, when Yom Kippur Shal Yovel comes, the field is going to go back to me. Up until Yom Kippur Shal Yovel belongs to you. So the Gemara understands, the one who has the basic ownership is going to flip back, is going to flap back to belong to him, he has the Kinyan Aguf. The one who has the right to use it until the next 49 and a half years, the one who has the right to use it till Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, only has a Kinyan Paris. A Kinyan Paris, that's a big machlekes harishayim. Is that called Shalachem? Is that sufficient to be called Shalachem? Such a machlekes by Chomis B'Pesach. You want to sell a Chomis to the Nochri, in order that the Jew shouldn't violate Bal Yirah, Bal Imatzeh. So why don't we just sell it to the Nochri for the duration of the 9 days of Pesach, the Merit Pesach till if it is Ruchak, Merit Pesach in the morning till Yisruchak in the morning for those 9 days. And it belongs to the Nochri, he can do whatever he wants with the Chametz, and whatever is left over goes back to me. So the Mishnah Bura quotes the Tzai Sachesh, and that'll depend on this Machlekes HaRishayim. Is it called Le'irai Lecha? If the chametz belongs to a nachri, I'm not in violation of Bali Rabbi Matzah. What if the nachri only has it a kinyan lizman? The Gemara seems to say that a kinyan lizman means that the fellow who has it lizman only has a kinyan peiris, and the one who's going to get it back when the zman is up has the basic kinyan aguf. So maybe the Jew is still in violation of Bali Rabbi Matzah, even though the nachri has a kinyan lizman.
Even if the kinyan aguf. Is that a kiyum of tashbisa?
No, selling chametz at pashtus is not a kiyum of tashbisa. Destroying chametz, just a machlekes hatanai, whether ain be'er chametz ele b'sreifa ash b'sasa b'chol dover. But if you don't destroy the chametz at all, you just sell it. So the pashtus is, by selling, you don't fulfill a mitzvah. By selling the chametz, you avoid violation of the avera. You're not violating Bal Yirah by matzah, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. When you say the bracha al biyah chametz, so the assumption is that you're going to find chametz. Bedika is the tchilas habiyur. So if you find chametz, not I'm going to find the chametz and then sell whatever I find to the guy. No, I'm going to find chametz and destroy it. If I have in mind, I'm going to look for chametz, whatever chametz I find, I'm going to sell. So that you can't say bracha al biyah chametz when you do the bedikas chametz. Bedikah is called the beginning of the mitzvah, either min haTorah, min haRabbanan, a discussion in the Rishonim, where the bedikas chametz is considered tchilas habir, because by Avodah Zarah, the din is that in Eretz Yisrael, atah tzorach l'sharish achareh, the pasuk is, abeiti abdun is kol ha-mekoymus, abeiti abdun kefal oshin, and we say, lo dibur Torah k'lishon min ha-odom. So why does it say twice, abeiti abdun? So the Gemara says, b'chutz l'aretz also you have an obligation to destroy Avodah Zarah. But only what it means is, if I buy a house, and the Nochri has sold me a house, tells me that there are things in the basement, whatever you want, you can do with it. And it turns out the things in the basement are totem poles that the Indians used to worship Avodah Zarah, or their deities, that the Hindus or the Chinese or whatever, Indians, worship these things as Avodah Zarah. So if it's in my house and I have shlita over it, so all over the world there's a chiyuv biur Avodah Zarah. But I'm not mechuyev to go sneak into the churches to destroy all the Avodah Zarahs in America if it's not under my shlita. And Eretz Yisrael, all it did is, abeiti abdun, yeah, tzorach l'sharish achreha. So that's part of the mitzvah biur Avodah Zarah, and Eretz Yisrael is to search out the Avodah Zarah. So you see from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, there's a mitzvah biur Avodah Zarah. And sometimes bedikah is the beginning of the beer. In Eretz Yisrael, bedikah is the haschala of the beer. So that's a machlokes harishayim, the Ran on the Rif quotes on the first page in Psochim. Maybe bedikah by chametz is the beginning of the beer. Maybe it's min haTorah, because chametz is a kima mitzvah. But it's only kima mitzvah of the beer if my intention is, whatever chametz I find, I'm going to destroy. But if whatever chametz I'm going to find, I'm going to sell. Let's say I have a grocery store. and I think I sold all the chametz, but I may have some more chametz there. If I have chametz, it's going to be valuable stuff. I'm going to sell it on Erev Pesach in the morning to the first customer who comes. I'll have it on sale. I'll take all the Wheaties and all the Cheerios and have it on sale, a nickel a box. I'll sell everything. So if I do a B'dikas chametz planning to sell it, and that you don't say a bracha, that's not a mitzvah of tashbis. Tashbis is you have to destroy it.
If you make a kinyan this man, and then the lokeach destroys it. So when
this man... what happens?
It destroys it.
Yeah.
When the man's up, does he have to pay it back?
No, it belonged to him for that zman. He can do whatever he wants. He can eat it. Whatever is left after this man is up goes back to me. The Gemara says you can make a kinyan this man. I can make a kinyan, give you a matana, and then I say v'acherecha l'plaini v'acherav l'plaini. After you die, shouldn't go be Yerusha to your children, shouldn't belong to you, the other, but only belongs to your kol yimei chayecha, v'acherecha l'plaini, and plaini when he dies shouldn't go to his children, acherav l'plaini, should go to plaini. So the last plaini on the list, he gets it l'yayin l'void.
How is it possible that it's only a kinyan period?
That's the Paris. That's, he has a right to use it for whatever. I gave him permission to use it. I say, I'm giving it to your king and his man. Implies you have a right to do whatever you want during the 9 days of Pesach. So, I mean, you have a right to eat it. And whatever is left is Acharav LePlony. It goes to Plony, it goes back to me. The Gemara says you can have a kinyan lizman, you can have hefke lizman. The Gemara has in the Dorim, the Gemara has a din, there's a din in Aseres Hadibur, there's a din of Shvisas Behemtoi. That if I own a behemah, lasas kamalach ata behemtecha, I have to see to it that my behemah is not involved in any malacha. So let's say I have an extra neighbor, a non-Jewish neighbor, and he wants to borrow my behemah. So I say, don't take, borrow the behemah, do whatever you need. Then it comes Friday afternoon, and I realize, hey, he's going to do malacha with my behemah on Shabbos. So if I can call him up and ask him, please don't do malacha with the behemah, I have to call him up. What if I don't have a cell phone? I have no way to contact him, and I can't ask him to please not use the behemoth for malacha purposes on Shabbos. So then the Gemara says, you better be mafka the behemoth. But you don't have to be mafkirit hefka gomer. So the Gemara says in the dorm, be mafkirit for the 25 hours of Shabbos, from the beginning of Shabbos till the end of Shabbos. So if someone will be a wise guy, if someone will find out that I was mafkirit, they can go grab it in the middle of Shabbos, and then they can keep it. But if I was mafkid only for the 25 hours of Shabbos, and the people are nice about it, and people who know are not zechem and hefke, then when the 25 hours are up, it goes back to me. You can have hefke lizman. The Gemara has a discussion, can you have kiddushin lizman? Let's say a couple wants to have a trial marriage. If it doesn't work out, they don't want to have to give a get. So say, I read mekudeshesli for a year, and after the year is up, the kiddushin should vanish into thin air. Can you do such a thing? So then there won't be any need for a get after the year is up. So the Gemara in the Dorim has a discussion of this. The Gemara says, that doesn't work. Kiddushin, you cannot have Kiddushin Lizman. Once you did Kiddushin, so it's Chala Gamer. The Gemara says, Hegdush also, a guy's going to declare the behemoth should be a Korban Oila only for the first 30 days. So if you will bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's been in the first 30 days, it'll be an Oila. If you wait till after the 30 days, then the Kiddushin Oila will disappear. So the Gemara says you can't do such a thing. Once you made, just like by Hegdish, the Hegdish is Chal, remains Hegdish, so Kiddushin is also like Hegdish. In this sense, the Kiddushin remains Li'er Lamvoy. That's a discussion in Taisus, possibility. That a Gabbai's could be that it is Paka Bichdi. Yeah.
So why is Matanamina's Lachsu better than the Kinyan's Lach? Or Elulah?
Because it's a matan of gemura, but just on the condition that he gives it back. But right now it's a matan of gemura. Masheini kein a kinyan lizman. Right now, the one who gave the kinyan still retains the kinyan haguf, and the one who has the right to use it only has what we call a kinyan peres.
That's what
he
can sell it.
He can sell it to someone else, but only lizman. Whatever mamacharish and lishen kos chushet tov liyada, you own it for the next. You own the chametz for the next 9 days, so you can sell the chametz to anybody you want. So he owns it for the next 9 days. You can't sell it in excess. You can't sell in excess of what you own. So you only own it for the next 9 days. If you sell it to someone else, gizantahed, he owns it for the next 9 days. Whatever you or him will eat up will be gone. Whatever will remain after the 9 days are up will go back to the original.
How do we define?
That's what the Gemara says. When I give a kinyan and I say bachrecha leploini, or I give you a kinyan zman, and then I say you have to have the zman, it should go back to me. So the one who's going to get it in the end is called the bala kinyan aguf, and the one who has the right to use it in the interim only has what we call the kinyan peros.
The inyan what does not have kinyan? The inyan what does the original owner still have kinyan aguf?
That the one who has the right to use it only has the kinyan peros. Shaila is whether Amoicha Sadev is Mancha Yavol Noyik. The one who bought it, can he be maybe Bikurim Mekoire? Can he say Aborcha Sadam Shenasata Li Hashem? Can he recite Mikra Bikurim Aram Yabirabi? Everything is fine, but until you get to the punchline, he says, I thank you for the. Thank you for giving me the Paris and Eretz Yisrael, and give me a bracha, bracha sadama, shenasata li Hashem. Can he really say hadama shenasata li Hashem? He only has the kinyan Paris. So that's a machlek, Rav Yechanan Rish Lakish. So that's one of the three. Rav Yechanan has a funny shita. Kinyan Paris is kinyan aguf dami. He's called a bailam. And that's one of the three cases where the Gemara says in Yavam Islam Advav, that whenever there's a machlek, Rav Yechanan Rish Lakish, Rav Yechanan was the Rebbe, Rish Lakish was the Talmud. So Ruba de Ruba, we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan against Rish Lakish, with three exceptions to the rule. So that's one of the three, that we don't accept Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. The Kinyan Peres is Kikinyan Aguf Dami. The Baal Kinyan Peres has a Shem Bailam. Baal Kinyan Peres does not have a Shem Bailam. So the Gemara says, Amoicha Sadeu, Amoicha Sadeu Beretz Tov is Mancha Yovel Noig, and the original owner is going to get it back if he lives so long, or his Yorshim will get it back. When it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, so the original owner still retains the Kinyan Aguf, and the one who bought it only has the Kinyan Peres. The one who bought it cannot recite the Arami Avidon, because he can't say half a parsha, that Shaloi Kichsava, you have to learn the parsha Kichsava. And you can't say the Pasuk Baruch HaDam Shenasat Ali Hashem. He doesn't have a real Shem Bailam on it. The Gemara has other nafkaminas also, with respect to this Shaila, where the Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dami. There is a tshuva in the end of the Knesset HaGdoila. The Knesset HaGdoila is an extension of the Beis Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Kara wrote a Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef is a likut of all of the Rishonim and all of the Achronim until his time, commenting in the order of the Tur. The Tur quotes all the Gemaras and the Rishonim. So the Beis Yosef fills any quotes whatever he had. So after the Beis Yosef finished in the 1500s, in a century later, so there were more Achronim to be Malakid. So they wrote a Sefer Knesset HaGdoila. Then there's a Sefer Shiori Knesset HaGdoila. Knesset HaGdoila is a big likut of whatever what didn't appear in the Beis Yosef, whatever the Beis Yosef didn't have. Then you have the Birkei Yosef, then you have a Shiori Bracha. You have more likutim on the tour, and on the Shulchan Aruch likutim from Achronim. So in the end of the Knesset HaGdoila on Ebenezer, usually the Knesset HaGdoila is just a likut of Achronim. It doesn't write new shailas that came up. In the end of Ebenezer, he has such a shaila in Hilchas Chalitz. A man was mekadosh a woman l'shloshim yom. Arei mekadosh esli l'shloshim yom. Then he died within the 30 days, and the wife didn't have any children. She wasn't pregnant. So the shaila was, so the wife had a sit shiva. So after the shiva was over, so the shaila was, does she need chalitza? Do you just wait till after the 30 days are up? And the Kiddushin, so the woman is Kuka Liyavim. So you say the Zika Liyavim disappears after the 30 days? Because the whole Kiddushin was only for 30 days. So some said he should hurry up quickly and do the Chalitza within the 30 days. Going to wait till after the 30 days, he can't do the Chalitza. He won't need the Chalitza then. A whole machleg, what are they talking about? So Beferish Gemara. The Gemara said Beferish in the Dharm, that Kiddushin is the exception to the rule. Kiddushin to be Magdusha Behema, he said, Sharza Oila Kolam and Yom. So the Gemara says, once the Kedusha Soila is Chal, it's going to be remain Li Oilam Void. Unless I said the reverse, unless I said, Sharza Oila La Achalam and Yom, Umeyachshav Harehu Shlomim. So the Oila is going to be Chal after Lam and Yom, and now it's only Shlomim for 30 days. So then the Gemara says, maybe the Shlomim will only be for 30 days. It can't be a shlamim after 30 days, it's already an oila after 30 days. But it just says, shorza oila kol lam and yom, and after lam and yom shouldn't be an oila. So the Gemara says, kedusha lot paka b'chdi. The kedusha can't disappear from the animal. The Gemara said, the same is true regarding kedusha yisha. So what's the whole tshuva that he has? The whole halacha l'maisa, the tshuva that he has, it's the whole tulpa, doesn't make any sense. The discussion, man was mekadosh an isha, rak l'lam and yom, and he died within the 30 days. What do you do with the chalitza? What do you mean, what do you do? The isha says chalitza, and I'm void. And she needs chalitza 50 years later, she still needs chalitza. The whole tshuva is a pella. But what Rashi said here is correct. Rashi assumes that you can give a kinyan as man. There is such a thing. The ganef pays the nigzal $1 million for the sod. He has a mind of a keach. So if the psychological umdana would be that he only has a mind of a keach, calls man of a keach as alive, he doesn't want him to call him by a dirty name, you're a ganef. You stole my money and you never gave me anything. But after the lekech dies, he doesn't care. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. He doesn't want to bun him of the lekech to call him a dirty name again. But first, the Gemara thought initially, he only has a mind, Rashi learns, he only has a mind, he doesn't want the lekech to call him a ganef. So such a thing would be correct. What Rashi said would be correct. Tosfos thinks the psychology is not correct, but the halacha is correct. If the gazlan bought the field from the nigzal for $1 million, and he has a mind, it should only belong to the lekech as long as the lekech is alive. So good. So it belongs to the lekech as long as he's alive, and then v'acharav it goes back to me. Could be. Tosfos just thinks that psychologically they think it's not correct. But Tosfos thinks whoever the ganef had in mind at the time that he bought it, he had a mind of lekech. So it's good. He has a mind of lekech. So then Tosfos gets stuck with the next gemara. Let me just read. If you look in the Tosfos Harosh, and the bottom Tosfos on Tezvav on the base, you don't have any parentheses, you don't have any Svarim Achem. It reads much easier there. There are two different Tosfos. The last two lines is a separate Tosfos. Tosfos is asking, but doesn't the Gemara read like Rashi? Here, the fourth line from the top of Tezainim and Aleph. So first the Gemara thought, then Afkemini, Ikebenayu, the Misa Lokeach. So Rashi learns that Lokeach dies after the Ganeth bought it from the Nigzal. Lekech buys after, so Tais thinks it doesn't make sense. So Tais says, no, well, Lekech already had died before the ganef buys it from the nigzal. Do you say that he has a mind to buy it on behalf of the Yorshe HaLekech or not? So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't make sense. Sof-sof, what does the Gemara say? Sof-sof, Karla b'nei Lekech Gazlana. However you slice it, he certainly has a mind to Yorshe HaLekech. Alike b'nayu, the Mis HaGazlan. When Mis HaGazlan? The Gazlan died and then he buys it from the Nigzal. He can't buy after he died. So obviously the Misa Gazlan means the Gazlan bought it from the Nigzal and afterwards he dies. So the Gemara is beferish like Rashi. The Misa Gazlan, after the Gazlan bought it from the Nigzal, he dies 5 years later. He died. What does he care about his reputation? So it only belongs to the Nigzal, it only belongs to the Lekech for the 5 years as long as the Gazlan is alive. And after the Gazlan dies, then it goes to his Yoshim. Then the field is taken away from the Lekech and it goes to his Yoshim. So don't you see Beferish from the Gemara? The Gemara only reads like Rashi. How can Tosfos argue with Rashi? So that's what the Tosfos writes. Umis HaGazlan, how do you read the next Gemara? Umis HaGazlan, it can't mean the Gazlan died first. And then he buys it from the Nigzal. How can he buy it after he's dead? That means he bought the field from the Nigzal and he dies afterwards. Isn't it beferish like Rashi that you're saying there is an umdar in the muchach that is only buying it for a short period of time? Tosfos agrees in halacha that such a thing is possible. Just arguing psychological umdar. So Tosfos says, no, tzvichem loyma. Tosfos thinks the pshat is, shahoya choyla hagosis b'shol shalakach min ha-Nigzal. The Gazlan was deathly sick at the time that he bought it from the Nigzal. So the umdur in the Muchach is that he was buying it for himself. What, he's afraid that he really bought it for the Lekeach, that he's afraid the Lekeach is going to call him a gan if he's on his deathbed in the hospital. What do you mean the Lekeach is going to call him a gazla? So should we assume that he certainly has a mind for himself, he doesn't have a mind of Lekeach? The Misa Gazlan means at the time the Gazlan bought it, he's about to die. Vandam Nichla, the Gemara backs out from that Nafkamina also. So finally the Gemara says the Nafkamina is Ella, what's the Nafkamina? The Yavi b'matana. If the Gazlan never sold it to Lekech, he gave it b'matana. So if the reason why the psychological umdan is that he certainly had a mind for the Lekech is that Lekech shouldn't call him a dirty ganef. So he's not going to call him a ganef. But he'll call him an Indian giver. He gave him a present, and the present didn't turn out to be anything. So if the consideration is Nichalei Deleka Behem Nusa, he wants to go down with a favorable reputation, so he'll want the matana to be kayim. So then we'll assume that he had a mind to become a matana also. But if he just worried, the psychological umdana only is that you just worried that you shouldn't call him a gazlan, so then he's not going to call him a gazlan. My gazlina minoch. He didn't steal anything. He attempted to give him a matana. It didn't turn out. They caught the ganav. Didn't turn out. It's nish. It's matana. It's nish ke matana. That's the Gemara. Yeah. Now the Gemara goes further. The Gemara says, what if the ganav sold the field to the lokeach? And then he goes and he buys it from the nigzal. So Rav answered Shmuel Shaila. He probably had in mind he's buying it on behalf of the lokeach. What if this guy's a big time ganav? He stole the karka from the nigzal, he sold it to lokeach, then he sells it to another lokeach. So when he buys it from the nigzal, he has in mind to make good his reputation. Whatever he's going to do, he's going to be rotten. Either the first guy, if he has in mind the first guy, so the second guy says, why don't you take $1 million from me? You sold me a field that you stole from someone else that you already sold to a different person. And if he has in mind the second guy, so the first guy's going to be angry. So he's obviously not worried about his reputation over here. He's a big-time ganef. So the Gemara says, Pshita Zavna, if he sold it to a different lokeach after the first lokeach, sold it to a second lokeach, or Orso, means Horisha, means he made out a will, that when I die, I want this field to go to this son. He writes with Farish. When I die, I want it to... And then he goes and he buys it from the nigzal. So you say, if he makes out a will, he wants this field. He already stole the field and he sold it to a lokeach. And then he writes out a tzavua, the day that I die, I want this field to go to my yours. Then he buys the field from the nigzal. So he has in mind the lokeach. No, he doesn't have in mind the lokeach. Probably has in mind his own son. He's not interested in the lokeach. He wrote a tzavua. He's chelik nechas lap, he wants it. Or yave b'matonim. He stole the field from the nigzal, he sells it to a lekech, and then he gives it over to a different person. So when he buys it from the nigzal, you say he has a mind of lekech? No, maybe he has a mind of mekabel matana. So in those cases, we assume, la luk mekabel lekech kaboy. He's not, Rav's umdina, Rav's psychological umdina, no longer applies over here. What happens if nafla lei birusha? What happens, the ganav who stole the field from the nignav happened to be, that was his uncle. The nephew stole from his uncle. Then the rich uncle dies, and the ganav gets it, Beirushin. So does the umdina apply over here? What umdina, when umdina? The umdina is, if the ganav pays, when the ganav sold the field to the lekeach, he was selling him a dovish labal yoylam. The field didn't belong to him, so that sale was chaspa bialma, the Gemara says. That shtar is chaspa bialma. That's considered a davish labolion. LMI, Rav came up with this psychological umdina. When the ganef buys the field from the nignav, you have an umdina that he probably has a mind to straighten out his reputation. He certainly has a mind to be kaina with the kin ebekanani, kin yikesel, like the ebekanani, on behalf of the lekech. Yeah, but what if he yarshened it? If the ganef noflalei birusha gets birusha mimelehi. He didn't do anything to acquire ownership. So he can't say there's a kinyan ebeknani. The shtar that he gave to Lokech B'shaita was meaningless. It's chaspa b'yama. He was selling him the Brooklyn Bridge. It's a davish labali aylam. And later on, the ganef never did any kinyan at all to acquire ownership. Just his rich uncle died in Mimele. He gets it birusha. So then you don't say it goes automatically to the Lokech. That for sure not. But what's a machlaikas? Yeah, what does the Gemara say? What if Gavi Yihu Bechovo? What if the ganav stole the field from the nignav, but then the nignav happens to owe money to the ganav? So the ganav brings him to a din Torah, and he says, you owe me so much money, and I want to foreclose, and the nigzal doesn't have any money to pay. So the ganav says to the bezin, I want to foreclose on some of his property. So the bezin says, okay, the guy's not paying you the money. So Gavi Yihu Bechovo, what's the din? What if the ganav went out of his way to get the karka from the nigzal, but not that he paid money in order to acquire ownership, that you can say it's an umdir in the muchach that he had in mind with the kinyan aviknani on behalf of the lokech? No, he was goyva b'chovo. So the Gemara says Chazina. We have to look. It depends. Chazina means we look into it, and it depends like this. Iisli arachrita, if the Nigzal has various karkos. And the Gazlan said, I want dafke this one. This is the one that I want. Why does he use Zetzachon? Why does he dafke want this field? Obviously, Luke mekamil lekech kaboy. Then obviously he has a mind. He wants to acquire ownership on behalf of the lekech. So just like in the case that Rav was talking about, when Rav responded to Shmuel, if the ganav pays money to the nigzal to buy the field, so that kinyan kesef is a kinyan on behalf of the lekech. It's a kinyan in din avikanani. So this also, when the balchayv, when the gazlan happens to be the malva over here, so when the malva collects the karka from the loive and he acquires ownership of it, so we assume he's acquiring ownership on behalf of the lokeach, because the malva had other karkos. So why did the loive had other karkos? Why did the gazlan who was the malva, why did he insist he wants dafke this field? It must be the psychological that he wants to make good, he wants to acquire ownership of this field, this is the field that he sold to Lekech. But the Eli, but if the Loive, who is the Nigzal, doesn't have any other karkos, and the only way for the Ganef to collect the Halvoe is by taking this field, so then Zuzihu the boy Efrui, he just wants to collect his debt. So the fact that he goes to the Nigzal, and he presses him in Bezdin, and he pressures him that he has to pay the chayv. He wants to collect this chayv. He's going to keep it for himself. You don't see any umdina that he has in mind to make good with the lekech. In such a case, he doesn't necessarily have in mind the lekech. Then the Gemara quotes a machlekes, pligi baravacha ravina. Interesting. Machlekes amaraim. What if yavala nahale b'matona? What if the ganef was finagling with the nignav? He stole a field from the Nignav. And then he drays him a cup so long till he convinces the Nignav to give him the field b'matana. How did that happen? Why should the Nignav give him the field b'matana? So Mestama, he must be indebted to him for something that he did. He's not indebted because he stole the field. If someone steals the field, I'm not going to fall in love with him all of a sudden and give him the field that he stole the matana. He must have done some taiva for him. So that's the shaila. What's the din of yada dalei b'matana? If the nigzal gives the karka b'matana to the gazlan, so that's a machlekes rabach rabina. Chadam matana ki rusha dam emela. How can you say where do you have an umdan in the muchach that the gazlan certainly had in mind to acquire ownership? The nigzal gave him a soda b'matana. Where do you see an umdan in muchach that the gazlan wants to make good his reputation? And he's accepting the matana on behalf of the lokeach. There's no umdin at all. The chadama, the other mandama says, not true. We pass like the second mandama. Matana kim mecher. It must be, matana is just like mecher. Just like if the ganef would have paid money to the nigzal in order to acquire ownership of the field. We assume he had a mind to make good his reputation, to clear his reputation. And he had a mind to purchase the field on behalf of the lokeach. So matana is also kim mecher. Why? Where's the psychological umdana? He loved the Torah v'artzi kamei, if not for the fact that the ganav must have done some toivah to the nigzal, la'aviyayv le'matana. He wouldn't have given him the karkam matana. What? Why should he give the matana to the ganav who stole the field from him? Should give him, crime should pay. Should give him the karka that he stole the matana. La'achi Torah v'artzi kamei, that's exactly why the ganav went and he did toivahs to the nigzal, in order to restore his good reputation. So on this Gemara, they have printed on the side, on the margin, Rabbi Kevega has also, look in Megillah, Daf Chavav, and Beis, you have the same two Amoraim, interesting, Ravach, Ravina, have such a very similar machloikis, same kind of a shayla, Benegeta, Beis HaKnesses, let's say the community, the Zayin Tuvi Ho'ir, someone buys a shul. Somebody buys a shul. So what are you allowed to use the shul for? So the shul sells the premises and the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses goes off. So the Kedusha goes on to the money. The Gemara says, Mala Makodesh Velo Maridin. The community is supposed to use the money to buy something on a higher level of Kedusha than the shul itself. They should use the money to buy Sefer Torah. Okay. So the Gemara says, what if the community sold the shul, Zayin Tovi here, B'maymer Anshe Huye, the seven members of the board sent out letters to all the membership, and they wrote to everybody, we plan to sell the shul, and whoever has any tainess should please show up to the meeting, we're going to discuss it. So everybody got together, all the membership of the shul got together, and they all decided they have to sell the shul, they need the money to buy a new shul. Fine. So if the Zayin Tovi here sold it, B'maymer Anshe Huye, so the whole Kedusha goes off in the shul, and you can use it for secular purposes. So you can use the shul as a, you can make an apartment out of it, you should make a toilet out of it, you should make a bathhouse out of it, but you can use it as a school, as a hospital, whatever, for secular purposes. So the Gemara has a machlokes, what if the Zayin Tovi Huye decided to give it away the matana to somebody? Also, usually you assume when someone pays money for the shul, so the kedusha of the shul goes on to the money. Just like there's a concept of pinyan hegdish, that's how they run on the riff rights over there. Just like there's a concept of pinyan hegdish, so Beis HaKnesses is a migdash miyat. That's the Gemara Megillah quotes the pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Anobi says, Benavuah, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. He was before and after the Churban Bais Rishon, so he said Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. But nonetheless, Rabban Shalom says, I will make a miniature Beis HaMikdash for them in Bavel. So the Gemara says, that's an allusion, that's a reference to Bate Kedusiyas, or Bate Midrashah Shebe Bavel. So there is such a thing as Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So the Ran writes that since the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is based on Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Meyad, that just like Hegdash has Pinyon, so the Beis HaKnesses has Pinyon as well. So Pinyon means that you have to give something, and the Kedusha goes off from the shul, goes on to the money. So the Gemara has this Machlekes, Rav Acha v'Ravina, the same two Amoraim, where they say, Matana Kimecher, or Matana is not Kimecher. Do you say, if not for... The Zayin Tovi here decided to give the shul, but matana, to so-and-so. The guy devoted his life to the shul, he always raised money for the shul, he donated a lot, and so on and so forth. So what's the din if they give over the shul? So where's the pidyon? So one madama says, matana is not kemecher. Only mecher, the kedusha goes off, you didn't act the pidyon. Kedusha goes off in the shul, and goes on to the money. And the other opinion that we accept is, matana is kemecher. If not for the fact that he did so many taibas for the community, with respect to the shul, they wouldn't have given him the shul for nothing. So it's considered as if there is a mice opinion over here. It's a very funny... See, over here in our Gemara, it's a little better understood. When the ganef negotiates with the nignaf, he does him a taiva until he finagles with the nignaf, till the nignaf gives the matana. Why is the nignaf such an idiot? Why is he giving the sadim and matana to the ganef? The ganef stole it from him. He should hate the ganav. Obviously, the ganav must have been mefaisim. He must have done something to the nignav, and the nignav feels indebted. So that's what the Gemara says. He loved the torch v'artzi kameh, if not for the fact that the ganav did a lot of taivas for the nignav. L'havi yayv le matana. The nignav wouldn't give him matana. L'hochi torch v'artzi kameh. So why did the ganav work so hard? Oh, k'echad aleikam bam nusay. Because he wants the nignav to give him the matana, and he wants to acquire it on behalf of the lokech. So in our Gemara we understand, the Shad is on the Gemara in Megillah, the exact same two Amoraim, whether Matoni Kimecher or not, and over there also the same svar. If not for the fact that the fellow did a lot of tovus for the community, whenever they need money he gave. He gave millions and millions over the years. And the whole shul is only worth $500,000. So after all this, after the guy invested so much money in the shul, and they're building a new shul, so they say, we give you a matana, we give you the shul. Finally give him a matana, and he deserves a matana, because he gave millions over the years, but where's the pidyon? How is the hegdash yotze l'chulin? Don't you need a pidyon? That's the shaila. So some rishonim hold that the whole kedusha's Beis HaKnesses to begin with is only mid rabbanon. Okay? So if you hold the whole kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, that's how the Ran writes, that the whole idea of mikdash miyat, that the Shatish saying such a thing as Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, and the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Mikdash Meyad, the whole thing is not smacht, and the whole Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses only Midi Rabbanon. Okay? So if you hold this only Midi Rabbanon, so the whole pigeon is only needed Midi Rabbanon. Say, hey, Mama, hey, Mamro. So they were makel over here, since the guy deserves, he gave millions to the community, and he helped them build a new shul. Okay? So they said, so they were makel. They said, over here, you don't need pigeon. But others hold, Or the Ramban. The Ramban holds that the Beis HaKnesses has a Kedusha deraisa, calls man that it's still Oymed Litfilo. The Ramban holds that the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is not because it's a miniature Migdash Miyat, but rather it's a Huktza L'Mitzvasai. He says just like a Sukkah is Huktza L'Mitzvasai, that's a Pasuk. Chag HaSukkah Tasa L'Cho, so the Gemara says, the Poshep Shat in the Pasuk means you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkahs for the duration of 7 days during the ingathering season. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the whole Pasuk, that Sukkah's Tasulcho goes on constructing the Sukkah. You should construct the Sukkah Tasulcho and Osui. Should be a sturdy Sukkah Shivas Yamim, sturdy enough to last for 7 days. If it can't last for 7 days, even the first day that it did last, you're not Yaitse. And it should be constructed with Schach, which is Psoldas Gorami Yakub. Osbucho Megorni Chaomi Kvecho doesn't, according to this additional level of interpretation, doesn't refer to the season of the year when you celebrate Sukkah. It rather refers to the Psoldas Gorami Yakub, the leftover stuff that's Gedule Kark and Tolish and Makabal Tumah, that the Schach should be made from. So the word Chag stands on like a sore thumb. What do you do with the word Chag? It should say Sukkah's Tasalucha, Tasav Lemonot. Where it says Chag HaSukkah, the Sukkah is compared to a Korban Chagiga. Just like Hashem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. So the Gemara, that's a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tesamanal. So the Sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah, so that's a din derais. The Rosh holds only the Schach, and the Ramah goes, the Pasuk only goes on the Schach, and the Ramah holds even the Tfan is also hooked to the mitzvah. So that's a detail, Machlokes. So the Sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah, so that's a Pasuk. Then the Gemara says the Esrig is hooked to the mitzvah, so that you're not allowed to eat it. The Hadassim hooks to the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to smell it for the duration of Sukkahs. Whatever the Iker Ishtamshis is, the Iker Ishtamshis of an Esrig is for eating it, so it's hooked to the mitzvah, so l'achila. The Iker Ishtamshis of Hadassim is for smelling it, so it's hooked to the mitzvah, so for smelling. So many Rishonim assume that's also their rice. Hooked to the mitzvah, so by Esrig and by Hadassim, is learned out of Mamatzinu from the Sukkah. So the Mamatzina only applies to Sukkahs. So the Ramban says, no, Mamatzina applies to any Tashmishei mitzvah, any religious article that you use to fulfill a mitzvah. A talis is hooked to the mitzvah, a shul. A shul is a building that enables us to daven better. If you wouldn't have a shul, the davening would be weaker. Now that you have a structure, miyuchad, for davening, so the Beis HaKnesses is a Tashmishei mitzvah. So all Tashmishei mitzvah, bizman mitzvasam, have Chal Shem Shemayim ala mitzvah. So the Ramban says, this Gemara says that you sell a shul and the Kedusha goes off, you pay the Kedusha of the shul goes on the money, and Malam HaKadosh Olam HaRidnish, you use the money to buy a Sefer Torah, something, a higher level of Kedusha. Then the shul, he said, this is all Midirabbanan, this is after they stop davening in the shul. You can't sell a shul when the people are still davening in the shul. You have to wait till they stop davening in the shul and they start davening in the new building. So the old shul is no longer hooked to the mitzvah. Let's say Sukkah after Chag HaSukkah is over. Or in Esrig or Hadassim after Sukkah is over. After the Zman HaMitzvah is over, it's over. So it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah. If you have a beautiful talis, and I don't need so many talisim, so you're going to say, I'm going to throw it in the garbage. You're going to throw this the talis in the garbage. You'll give it to someone else. Someone else will wear it. So the talis is still Bizman HaMitzvah. So let's say I have an old, worn-out talis. It's yellow and it's gray and it's dirty and nobody wants it. Even the poor people don't want the talis. So the din is that you can throw it in the garbage. It's no longer hooked to the mitzvah site. So the Ramban says that this whole idea in the Gemara Megillah, first daf in Perek B'nei Ho'ir, that they can sell the shul and the kedusha goes on to the money. He said this whole story is midirabbanan. Min HaTorah the shul only has Kedusha Kolzman that it's still hooked in the mitzvah. So Kolzman people are still davening in the shul. After they stop davening in the shul, so Min HaTorah the Kedusha vanishes into thin air, like the Sukkah after Yontav Sukkah is over. So then it's only a make-believe din midrabbanan that you have to still treat it with Kedusha. So for that they said, if you sell it, the Kedusha goes on to the money, and then they said, Matana Kimecher. The board wouldn't have given it b'matana to this guy unless he really deserves it. He gave millions of dollars for the support of the shul. So we give him out of a debt of gratitude, HaKor HaSatov, we give him the shul. So since the whole issue is only the Rabbanan, so there's no problem. So if you all like the Ramban, is Nicha.
Is this Tadeh for the Yitzvah's National
Prayers? Yeah, first they designated part of the men's section. The classical poskim assume that you're not allowed to convert the men's section into a women's section, because the women's section in the shul, everything corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash. So the women's section in the Beis HaMikdash only had Kedushas HaRabayis. And the men's section had Kedusha Sazara. Rashi explained several times in the Gemara, why did they only endow the women's section, Dezer Snashim Kedusha Sarabayas? Says, because in the Azara, Ein Yeshiva Bazara, no one's allowed to sit. So the women, half the time they're pregnant, half the time they're nursing. And so they're tired, so you can't expect them to stand the whole time. So the women, so the men, let them stand. If they can't stand, so let them not come to the Azar. The women, it's too difficult to require. If a woman is a nida, so she's not to go to the Harabais either. She has to be Torah in order to go to the Harabais. But if she's pregnant or nursing, then it's difficult to stand. So Rashi says they wanted to give them a break, so they never gave the Ezer Snashim Kedushas Azar, they only gave the Kedushas Harabais. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the classical poskim who assume that the men's section in the shul has a higher level of kedusha than the women's section, because everything is patterned after the Beis Hamikdash. So, just like in the Beis Hamikdash, there's a rule: Malam Hakodesh Velo Marid. You're not allowed to lower the level of the kedushas ha'azara to lower it to the level of kedushas harabais. So you're not permitted to convert the men's section into the women's section. But sometimes you built the shul and you realize that you guessed wrong. That you have to take out, you thought there were going to be more men, and it turns out that the women's section is crowded and the men's section is empty. So you have to take off part of the men's section and dedicate it as a women's section. How do you do that? So that's what the classical poskim say. You should designate an area in the shul and make up your mind. The Zayin Tov over here should make up their board, should decide, we're not going to let men daven there anymore. And after a month of not davening there, period, we're not going to let the men daven there, so the Kedusha goes away, according to the Ramban. Menatar, the Kedusha goes away. So it's only Midirabbanan. So then if you sell it, so you can transfer the Kedusha onto the money. Then when you buy it back, you can designate it as whatever you want. So then there's no violation of Malam HaKodesh, Velo Marid. Right, that's what the classical poskim write.
Men should not daven in that section.
Men should not daven...
Women's section, then, I guess.
The,
sometimes you can show where the men go into the...
Yeah, a lot of...
Women's
yeah, the men should want to. The women should want to run to daven in the men's section. Everyone should want to run to daven in the men's section, but we don't allow the women to daven in the men's section. But the men for sure should want to daven in the men's section. Why should they? If you daven in the women's section and you had a choice of davening in more mikudosh digger section, so why did you choose to daven in the lower section? The pasuk says, "Dir shashem v'hi matzo." So the Rishonim comments on that pasuk where. The Bavli says, Behimotzo, that season of the year when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more available. That's an Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And the Yerushalmi says, Behimotzo, in that location where he's more easily available, namely in the Beis HaKnesses. So the men's section of the Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than the women's section. So that's not right that the men daven in the women's section, unless there's no room. Unless there's no room. And some yeshivas, the guys who forget the jackets or the hats for mincha, so they daven in the women's section because they're embarrassed. Okay, if you have a good reason, you daven in the women's section. But otherwise, it's not right.
Some shuls have to, like, for young and young, have to make some more room for the women, so it's not a proper thing to do.
That's a problem, right? That's a problem. That's a problem. Malam HaKodesh Velo Marid, right? Mm-hmm.
What about yeshivas like here, where sometimes they daven in the women's section during the week because it's men are learning and davening there the whole week and just become a Shabbos women's section?
Or okay, so it's not really a women's section. We allow the women to daven in that part of the yeshiva.
So how does that have a Shabbos mitzvah?
Garnished. The men are not davening there. The men are only davening downstairs. The women can daven in the men's section, but they can't daven in the men's section when the men are there. So we don't let the men daven in the upstairs. So the women daven there. Okay.
So you make the women's section a men's section?
So yeah, that's Malam HaKodesh.
Why can't you have an entire shul be a men's section and then have women down in the men's section and put up a wall and don't let any women down? If let's say someone wants to make part of the shul that's the men's section into a women's section. So
yeah.
Continue calling it the men's section, but just don't let men down in there and let women down in there.
Okay, Hanachanami. But if you designate Mikanel Habo as a women's section, so that's called Maridin. If it remains a men's section, but the women are davening there because there are no men there, so then it's not a problem. It's only a Maridin, it's only a Harod. If you're declaring it as a women's section, you're lowering the level of Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. Yeah. So that's a Shaila. If you hold like the Ran, that the whole Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is only Midirabbanan, Hey Mamru, okay. If you're like the Ramban, that Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is the Raisa, but only calls man that they still daven there. So then the Ramban says he can't begin to sell the shul to be part of the Kedusha till after they've made up their mind they're not going to daven there anymore. Okay? So then Vaita, the Kedusha is only Midi Rabbanim. Min HaTorah, the Kedusha disappears on its own. So then we understand it. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Mitzayin over here to look in a Rash in Maisris, the beginning of Perek Sheni in Maisris. The Rash in Maisris is talking about a different issue. Matona Kimecher on the level of Deraisa. That's a different deal. It says in the Chumash that if I buy a field in Eretz Yisrael, Bizmancha Yovel Noig, so when Yovel comes, the field goes back. Asher Kanohu Meito, the field goes back to the original owner. What if the original owner didn't sell the field? What if he gave it b'matana to someone else? Is there a din that the field goes back b'yoivel, even though it was never sold, it was given b'matana? But he say, no, the Chumash only talks about a person selling the field. If he gave it b'matana, he doesn't get it back when the yoivel comes around. So that's a machlokes ha-tanaim in Pchoros. And that daf, where Tosis quoted daf nun aleph, where Tosis quoted about Einat Chornotel Beroike Bamuchsok. So the daf over there talks about whether a matone goes back the Yovel. So that's a machlok Zerab Meir and the Chachamim. On the level of the Raisa, when the Chumash records a din, when you get to Mecher, is it Dafke Mecher? Or do you say matone is also Kemecher? When you give over ownership to someone else, matone is also Kemecher. So the Yushalmi has the following. There's a machlok, this machlok Zerab Meir and the Chachamim will apply also with respect to the din of Maisa Sheni, Mom and Gavoya. There's a machlekes of Rameh and Rav Yudit, where the Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoy, Maaseh Sheni Mamon Bailim. So Rav Yudit is of the opinion Mamon Bailim. The farmer owns all the pears in the field. He's Mafrish Maaseh Sheni, Truma Gedolah Maaseh Rishon Maaseh Sheni. So the Maaseh Sheni belongs to the farmer. So if he wants, he can sell it to someone else. If he wants, he can give it b'matana to someone else. But we don't pass like Rav Yudit. Usually Rav Meir, Rav Yudit, Alachik Rav Yudit. And here the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, this is an exception to the rule. Rav Meir, Rav Yudit, here the Halachik Rav Yudit. Why? Because we have Stami Mishnayis all over the place that Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. Maaseh Sheni is not Mamon Bailim. So what's the significance of Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya? That you cannot sell Maaseh Sheni to someone else. What about, can I give Maaseh Sheni b'matana to someone else? So the Yerushalmi says that'll depend on the machlekes hatanoid. If the din is the matana kemecher, so just like mecher is a violation, the Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, so matana would also be a violation. But if you hold matana is lav kemecher, so only mecher is a violation of Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, but to give the matana, that would be legitimate. So you see from that, that's a Yerushalmi like that. You see from that Yerushalmi, that's what there's a Sefer Torah Zroim. He learned, Rabbi Pomeranchik learned by Ravelvela. He lived in Brisk. So he learned, he played as a child. He played by Ravelvela's children. So he learned by Ravelvela for many years. So he writes in his Sefer, you see from that Yerushalmi, the Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya is not to be taken literally. If you take it literally, Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya doesn't belong to the farmer. So what do you have to say a pilpul? If you all like Rav Meir, then Maaseh Sheni, that matana kemecher, so just like you can't sell a Maaseh Sheni, so too you can't give it a matana. If it doesn't belong to you, if it's Mamon Gavoya, literally, so of course you can't give it a matana. What do you have to depend it? What do you have to say depends whether matana kemecher? So you see from the Yishalmi, the Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, not to be taken literally. Really, it does belong to the farmer. It is Mamon ha farmer. But the halacha declares you have to treat it as if it were Mamon Gavoya, that selling Maaseh Sheni as a bizayin akdusha. So that's the shaila. What about giving me matana? Is that also a bizayin akdusha? So that's the Yerushalmi says that depends on this machlekes hatanaim, whether matana kemecher or not by yoivo. If you own matana kemecher by yoivo, who are the nami matana kemecher by selling the Maaseh Sheni? Yeah. Here, what does the Rash talk about matana kemecher? Here, the Rash is talking about a different din. There's a din, if the farmer has pears that grow in Eretz Yisrael, so everything is tevel, you have to be mafish, trumas, and maisus. So, after meruach, and rias, pnei abayis, that's when you have to be mafish, trumas, and maisus. What about before meruach? So then the Mishnah says you can eat aroi. You're permitted to have achilas aroi from tevel. You're not allowed to have achilas keva. After meruach, and rias, pnei abayis, whatever you're going to eat is considered achilas keva. But before miruach and rias pnei abayis, so achilas aroi is mutter, and achilas keva is osa. So what constitutes achilas keva? One achilas keva, a guy sits down and he eats a ton of vegetables. He eats fruits of vegetables, and now he's not hungry. He ate a whole meal. Not stam, he ate a fruit, he ate one vegetable. That's the whole meal. So that's achilas bekvias. Then the Gemara has other things that are koveya al pidin. It's called achilas keva, even though he only had a little snack. So the Moshe, the Gemara said, whatever you eat on Shabbos, Shabbos kevas. Whatever you eat on Shabbos is considered achilas keva, even though it's only a tiny snack. Or melech is koveya. Bishul is kaveh. If I cook the fruits of the vegetables, that's called achilas keva, even though it's a mashu. Melech is kaveh. If I salt and I eat it, that's also called achilas keva. Then the Gemara has that mekach is kaveh. If I buy it from someone else, even though it's a tiny little bit, mekach is kaveh. So the Rash raises the shaila, what about matana? Is matana kemecher or is matana lav kemecher? Do you say just like mekach is kaveh, it's not mecher over here, it's mekach. There are various things that are kaveh. Bishul is kaveh, melech is kaveh, Shabbos is kaveh, and mekach is kaveh. A couple of other things in addition. So mekach is kaveh. If you bought it, so what if someone gave it to you by matana and you eat the fruits of the vegetables? Is that also called achilas keva? So he shows from the Mishnah, the Rash shows from the first Mishnah and the second Perek of Maaseres that matana is not kaveh. Only mekach is kaveh. So he says, but if you hold matana kemecher, if you hold matana kemecha benegir to yovel, hold matana kemecha benegir to maisa sheni mama gavoya, so why shouldn't you say matana kemecha over here also? So he says, no, come on, the whole din matana, the whole din of mekach kaveh is only a chumr midirabbanon. The whole din of chumas maisa is bismana zeh is only midirabbanon. So to begin with, he's talking about a dirabbanon on top of a dirabbanon. So he says, you're not mechuyev to be machna so far to say noch matana kemecher. And Mekach is Koveya, the whole Ne'aleim Kiblu as HaMaisris. When they came back in the beginning of the Bai Sheni, they weren't Mechuyev to observe Chumas HaMaisris, because you were lacking Kol Yoshve Aleo. There were so many things missing. So the whole Chiv Chumas HaMaisris is Banu Zeh is only the Rabban. The whole Matonic, the whole Din of Mekach is Koveya is only with the Rabban. So they weren't Machma so far. That's the Rush. So Rabbi Kevega tells you, look in the Rush. It's a little bit misleading. The expression used in the Gemara where the Matonic and Mecher, here in the Megillah Daf Chavav, it's the exact same topic. Is Matana considered kemecher? He must have done something. The Ganef must have done something that the Nignaf should give him the Sode Hagzula the Matana. And over there, the fellow must have done something for the community that the board decided to give him the old shul that they're not going to use anymore. They give him a Matana. Why? Out of expression of gratitude to him, that he was the main supporter of the shul. He gave millions and millions. So they give him a shul that's worth $500,000. He must have done something. So that's these two gemaras are the same two amarayim, Ravach and Ravina, and the same issue on both. Should you say matona kemecha? Because if not for the fact that he must have gone out of his way to do a lot, they wouldn't have given this matona. That's the shaila here. But what the Rash is talking is a different shaila. He's talking about a real deal in abstract, not psychology. If he wouldn't have done something, they wouldn't have given him a matona. Just a shaila. The Torah says a din that if you sell a field, you get it back by yovel. What if you gave him a matana? Is matana kemecha? Not a machlekes on a din deraisa. No, not because of this psychology. If not for the fact that he did him a favor, he wouldn't have given him a matana. It's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with psychology. Shaila and din, whether the parsha and the chumash. And the same thing, maaseh sheni maman gavoya, it constitutes a bizoin hakdusha to sell it. What about to give him a matana? So that's a shaila. And when he say, the various things are koveh, it's called achilas keva, so one of the things that's koveh, achol achilas keva, is mekach. If you bought the tevel, so what if you got it the matonah? Do you say matonah is also kemekach or not? That's a shaila in halacha. But that's not a shaila with psychology. So this gemara with the gemara megillah chavav, that's taka doima b'doima. That's what it said on the side. Doima l'dehacha, similar to this machlekes, the same two amaroim, is there in Megillah Daf Chavav, but the Rashi and Mishnayis that the Rabbi Kevega tzechens on, that's a totally unrelated issue.
But Mekach means business.
No, Mekach means if you pay. If you pay to buy the fruits and the vegetables.
Yeah, it doesn't say Mekach, it says Mekach. So that's not Matan, it's not Mekach.
Right. So the Rash thinks, the Rash quotes a Yerushalmi, where the matana kemecher, would matana also be called achilas keva? So Yerushalmi thinks that should depend on the machlokes hatanoim and din, where the matana kemecher. But not the psychological machlokes of matana kemecher. It's a shaila and din. Where the matan gemara? Let's say the following case. There's no gemara. Let's say the following case. A man owns a field in Eretz Yisrael. It's de achuza. He got birusha from his father, grandfather, all the way back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun, and he's mafka the field. And somebody is zechem in a hefker. Does he get it back when it comes yovel? He was mafka the field. He neither sold it nor gave it b'matana. We pass the matana kemecha. You get it back when it comes yovel. What about if he was mafka the field and someone took it? So there's no gemaras about this. Abchai Moise had a machlekes with other. That was yesterday. Abchai Moise had a machlekes just a few years ago. I think this is once a year. Rabbi Aaron Cohen knows a person, an individual Talmid Chacham who needs a lot of money. So he requests of everyone that we should try to pay stuff because he has great needs. Okay? So whoever has some money, please.
Sorry for interrupting.
Okay, so our Gemara is dealing with a psychological lumdin, that when the ganav goes to the nigzal and he buys the field, we assume he's buying it on behalf of the loker. Fine. Then the Gemara has a discussion. Va'ad emas. We assume the psychological umdina that the ganav means to clear his reputation. He wants to go down as an honest guy. So this is not always the case. What if he sold it to another loker? So then he's a bigger ganav. We don't assume that he's clearing his reputation. Sold it to one loker, then he sells it to another loker, then he buys it from the nigzal. So he doesn't have in mind either, not loker rishon, not loker sheni, he's buying for himself. So the Gemara says, and how long, let's say there's only one loker, and the ganav goes and he pays the nigzal to buy the field. So this is li'olam void. How long after he's doing the geneva? He did the geneva 10 years ago, and then 9 years ago he sold the karka to the lekech. And how many years will go by, and you still assume that he has a mind that he's buying it for the lekech? Zog di gemar ba'ad emas. How long do you go with this umdin? Ad emas nichla de lek memnus. How long do you go? So the Gemara has three different opinions. Amar Rav Huna, the first opinion is Achas Hamad Bedin. What's Achas Hamad Bedin? When the Nigzal looking for his field, Nigzal was in Eretz Yisrael for a couple of years. Come back to America. What's going on here? He finds out that someone else is living on his field. So he takes him to a Din Torah, and he wants to take away the field from him. So once he starts making the Din Torah, what does Rashi say? Aval, Rashi says, if Ahmed Berisha Achas Amar Bedin, if the Ganav didn't try to do tshuva all those years until the Nigzal is suing the Lokeach, obviously he's not interested in doing any tshuva. So then we don't assume that the Ganav is trying to improve his reputation. Amar Bedin is too late. The next Amar says, no, it's even way later. Even after Hamar Bedin, Atamata Adrachta Liyadei. Even after the Nigzal took away the karka from the Lokeach, and then the Lokeach sues the Ganef in Din Torah, and he says, you sold me a stolen karka. I want you to reimburse the money. And then he's not doing any tshuva yet. The Ganef is not doing any tshuva yet. So the Lokeach says to the Bezin, give me the right to foreclose on their karkois of the ganav. He sold me the Brooklyn Bridge. He sold me a car. He took $1 million, and he's not reimbursing me the money. He had no right to take the money. So the Besden will write an adrachta shtartir for on behalf of the lekech. He has right to foreclose on the property of the ganev. So up until the shtartir for, we assume that the ganev is doing tshuva, that he wants to clear his reputation. But after they already went through with the shtartir for, then he just he has himself in mind. Then we don't assume that he's doing tshuva. And the next Amara says, no, you give him another 90 days. Rapapa Amar, even past the Tirfa, Rashi says it's 90 days later, the Maschalon Yami Achrasta. Whenever the Bezdin writes a document that we give you authorization to foreclose on someone's property, foreclose on the property, he owes you $1 million. How much is the property worth? Is the property worth 2 million? So you have no right to take all property. Probably worth $500,000. So he owes you still another $500,000. So you have to auction it off to the highest bidder. So how do you have to advertise that you're making an auction? You don't just say one day at 10 o'clock, you say 10:30 we're going to make an auction. You have to let people know. So the Mishnah says, they used to make a hachroza, the Bezin used to announce every Sheni v'Chamishi, every Monday and Thursday, for 3 months in advance, we're going to auction it off to the highest bidder, and however much money we take, if we'll get more than $1 million, we'll give the Malva his $1 million, and the extra money we'll give to the let the loiva keep it when the malva is taken away from the loiva. So Rapapa claims he thinks the psychological umdana that the ganav is doing tshuva, he wants to clear his reputation, even applies after acharei kichlos hakol ad the maskalon yom achras, until the 90 days are up and they start auctioning it off to the highest bidder. Up until that point, you assume that the ganav is doing tshuva. Okay, so that's a detailed question of the psychology. It's all psychological question. Frag the Gemara, Maskev la Rami Bacham Michta, Hai Lokech, Mamai Koni la Hayaram, Bahai Shtora. How did the Lokech acquire ownership of the Karka? Because the Ganav sold them the Karka Bishtar. Hai Shtora Chaspa Bialmahu, it's worthless. He sold them the Brooklyn Bridge. He sold them a Dovish Lobol Yerlam, and it's just not Chal. So where was the Kenyan? And for the Gemara, Amalei Rava, so Rava answers, Rami Bachama, Sinishkin Kasha Tehei B'Mamino. Since the Lokeach is relying on the Ganef, he took his money and he said he's giving him the carcass. So, but yeah, no, the Lokamalei Midi, because Samach Alei, Torah HaMaisilei, Gomer HaMaknelei. So that's what the Tosei HaRosh says on this line in the Gemara, that's what it means. When the Ganef pays the money to the Nignav, he has in mind the lokeach. That's the kinyan, Evik 90. When he pays the money to the nigzal to buy the field, obviously he has in mind because the lokeach was relying on him. Who, when the Nigzal gives him the Sada b'matana, so he makes a kinyan on the Sada. So the kinyan that he makes, he has in mind. We assume that he has in mind. Okay. If he pays money, you have to come on to the kinyan of the Kanani. If he's not paying money, then you don't even need a kinyan of Kanani. When the Nigzal gives the Sada b'matana to the Gazlan, and if you should follow that opinion, that Maton is Kemecher, he must have had a good reason why he's giving to him. So when the Gazlan makes the Kenyan on the field, Chazaka, Shtar, whatever, he has in mind the Lokech. If he pays money, then we had a problem, because Karka is nicked in the Kesef, but the Kesef has to be the Lokech gives the money to the Mecher. So where's the Lokech giving money? So we said, no, that's the Kenyan of the Kanani. If a third party gives, it's also considered. So now the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. We have a Tosefta that says that you cannot sell a Dovash Lobali Yoylam. He's just asking the same kasha. These are different Amaroim are asking the same kasha. How did the Ganef Rav respond? What was the Shaila? Boy Menei Shmuel Mei Rav. What was there? 8 lines from the bottom over there. On the bottom of Tezvav and Bei. Shmuel asked the Shaila of Rav. What if the Ganef goes ahead and he buys it from the Nignav? Is the Lekech kind? So Rab said, yes, he is kind. So the original statement of Rab didn't make any sense. And then, Mamar Achirish and the Sheni calls Tushit Tabal Yoder. When the Ganav sold it to Lekech, he had in mind if it ever belongs to me, I'll give it to you. What do you mean? It's a chadavish labaliyam. The way Rab said, absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. So that's what the Gemara said. What does it mean? So the Gemara finally said, when the ganav gives the money to lokeach, so that's midin eviknaini, it's nikna to the lokeach. But now, maskula rami bacham is inkna kasha on the original statement. The way Rab formulated originally, sounds like Rab said that the sale that the ganav made to the lokeach is a valid sale, kishiyav aliyadai, so that was the kasha, but it's a dovish labali aylam. Masi Rab Sheshes, prekta kasha, it says in the Tosefta, a man is the son of a wealthy man, and everybody knows when the father dies, he's going to have a lot of assets. So he says, Mashirish meyab mocholoch, whatever I yarshin from my father, I'm going to get a big Yerusha, so I'm going to get millions of dollars, so you want to buy everything that I'm going to get Beirush. Or the guy's going fishing. So he says, Mashatala Mitzudosi, he's going hunting, he's going fishing, fish, animals, whatever. So he says, usually he has a catch worth thousands of dollars, so I'm going to sell you whatever will come my way in the first week or in the next month, whatever. Mashatala Mitzudosi, Machaloch. So the Bryce says, Lo Yom Aklum, because it's a Dovish Lo Bali Yadam. You can't make a Kenyan a Dovish Lo Bali Yadam. So that's the Kasha against Rav. How can Rav say, the ganav sold the field to the lokeach, so if it ever comes his way, it goes to the lokeach. But it didn't belong to the ganav at the time he sold it. It was a chaspa v'yam. That's exactly the kasha. The Gemara asked the kasha before. They already gave the answer. B'mamina. What does it mean, b'mamina? Not when he wrote the shtar, he's giving over ownership to the lokeach. When he pays the money to the nigzal, that's me didn't have a k'naini is k'naini. So now Rav Sheshes, who is it? Rav Sheshes is asking the same kasha over again that Rami Bachama asked before. Everybody's asking. Maskala Rami Bachama, he asked the same kasha. Rav Sheshes says the same kasha with a slightly different wording based on the Tosefta in the Dorm. So Tosis points out, why don't they give a simple answer? Rav holds like Rav Meir that you can make a kinyan on a Dovish Labali Yadam. So you can sell the Brooklyn Bridge. And the Tosefta goes la locha that you cannot make a kinyan on a Dovish Labali Yadam. So Tosfos says, indeed, the Rabbi Goyen rejects Rav's Shita. The last four lines in the Tosfos, Masha Irish Meyabo. So Tosfos writes, Rabbi Goyen Posak, Dein Alochi Ki Rabbo. We don't pass like Rav. That when the ganav sold the field to the Lekeach, the Mechir is Chal. This is Rav Lishita Soy, the Rav holds like Rav Meir. The Gemara says on Amin Beis, Rav holds like Rav Meir. Michti, here the Gemara on the sixth line from the top of Tezayin Amin Beis. Michti, Rab Kamara Morlish might take Rab Meir. Yod Mak the Dovish Loboli Yodim. The Gemara says Rab holds like Rab Meir. So Rab Eichmann says, if Rab holds like Rab Meir, so we don't paskin like him. So that's what Tosfos says. Wait a minute. If Rab holds like Rab Meir, and the Tosefta says La Lochan, so what was the Kash in the first place? There's no Kash. We know there's Machlekes Hatanaim Rab Meir and the Rabbanim. So you see the Rab Eichmann is not right. This din of Rav, that when the ganav sold the field to Lekech and buys it, that's not based on Rav Meir. The Gemara said a different din is based on Rav Meir. A different din of Rav. That's the top line on Tez Zayinim and Beis. Om Rav Hun Om Rav, that din of Rav, that's based on Rav Meir. Rav holds like Rav Meir there. But this din of Rav over here, Boy Minei Shmuel Mei Rav, and Rav answers, Mamach Rishon Hasheni, that's not based on Rav Meir. How does Tosfos know? Because the Gemara LeKamon, the fine base, Paskin's the Loike Rav Meir, we Paskin Dovish Lebal Yonim is not Chal. And nonetheless, the Gemara is working with these Svaris, that he has the Leiku Behem Nusei, and the Lole Kari Gazlone. So you see, the Gemara holds like the Din of Rav, the first Din of Rav on Tezvav and Beis, even though we don't accept the second Din of Rav on the top of Tezayin and Beis. So the first din of Rav is not like Rav Hayyim. The first din of Rav is not based on Rav Meir. So that's why the Gemara held that this is a kasha, that the Sefta says beferish, that you cannot sell a dovish labali oylam, and Rav's first din, Rav is answering Shmuel Shaila. Rav himself holds like Rav Meir, but he knows that Shmuel doesn't agree. So how can Rav say, ma machavish and l'sheni, it's a dovish labali oylam? So the Gemara answers that it's not a kasha. Samchadaita means when he bought it, like they keep on answering the same answer. Every Amor is asking the same kasha. Gemara is repeating the same. Each Amor asks the kasha, and they keep on giving the same answer. When the Ghana pays the money to Lakeach, he has in mind to be kain on behalf of the when the ganav pays the money to the nignav, the by the field, it's an umdar in the muchach that he had in mind the lakeach, and that's good. Me din kinyan ad kain. That was the Gemara's answer again. Some chadaita, that's what he had in mind. Okay, believe that we have to continue tomorrow. Now tomorrow morning I have to leave early. I have to go to the OU, so I have to give a shir at 9:15. I'll have to give a shir about an hour and a half. Okay.